Bunbury, Episode 14, When Night Falls, written by Helena Marchmont, narrated by Nathaniel Parker.
Questions are never indiscreet. Answers sometimes are. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1. Laura Hollis. It was a beautiful day in the Cotswolds. The honey-coloured stone of the cottages glowed in the sunshine, and the occasional scudding cloud sent a patch of dark green across the hills beyond Bunbury. But Laura Hollis didn't pause to admire her surroundings as she made her way through the cobbled streets of the village. She had too many bad memories of the place. She had left Bunbury more than 3 years ago and had only come back because of the emergency. She was used to the anonymity of Birmingham now, and it was a shock to return and find she was public property. Everyone she met wanted to know where she'd been and what she'd been doing. She mumbled about working in one of the Birmingham hospitals, and they all nodded approvingly and said how useful that was under the circumstances. She didn't tell them that she was an administrator. Dorothy, from the post office, never known for her tact, said, "It's taken you long enough to come back. Your great-aunt isn't getting any younger, you know." Dorothy made it sound as though Aunt Liz was on her last legs. But Laura was relieved to find her cuddly, sandy-haired great-aunt was as active as ever, if not more so. But that first visit had been awkward. It wasn't Aunt Liz who answered the door of Jasmine Cottage, but her friend Marge, petite and white-haired, peering at Laura accusingly through her oversized spectacles.
"Hello, Aunt Marge," said Laura tentatively. "It's lovely to see you."
Aunt Marge gave a definite snort. "Can't be that lovely, or you would have come to see me years ago. It's taken a crisis to get you here." She was drawing breath to say more when Aunt Liz appeared behind her and rushed to fling her arms round Laura, exclaiming in delight. If anything, Aunt Liz's effusive welcome made Laura feel worse than Aunt Marge's reproach.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?